واستعينه واستغفره. أعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the only one worthy of praise. I seek his help, his guidance, and his forgiveness. I believe in him and I trust him, and I seek refuge in Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides into al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen, and I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the Sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't die unless you are Muslims. And after this, I greet you all with the greeting of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And today, inshallah, which is Tuesday, which is September 29th for the year 98, which is equivalent to the 9th of Jamad al-Thani, the 9th of Jamad al-Thani for the year 1419, after the migration of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this class constitutes number 27. This is the class, the 27th class for explanation of the book Bulugh al-Maram, the book Bulugh al-Maram, which means the attainment of the objective. This book, which he written by Al-Hafiz Ibn Hajar Al-Asqalani Rahimahullah. And inshallah, our class today is concerning the prayer. Specifically, we're talking today about the traveler prayer. And for those who have the book Bulugh al-Maram, inshallah, we dealing with chapter number 11. Chapter 11, Babu Salatil Musafir wal Marid. Chapter 11, the prayer of the traveler and the sick person or the patient. And this is page number 152. Salat al Musafir, the prayer of the traveler. The person who leaves his hometown, going out of his hometown, his city, his village, wherever he lives, going someplace else, in another city, or another town, or another village, or another country, for whatever purpose that he may leaving. If he's going for marriage, if he's going for business, if he's going for fun, which inshallah halal fun, okay, if he's going for completing education, whatever purpose that he may traveling for. Now, what is the condition of his salah? And also this chapter covers the prayer of the patient. The mean how he should pray. And Salat al-Musafir had came in the Quran, in the Book of Allah, as well in the authentic hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And today, inshallah, we're dealing with hadith number 341 from the book Bulugh al-Maram. Hadith number 341, وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت أول ما فرضت الصلاة ركعتان فأقرت صلاة السفر وأتمت صلاة الحضر متفق عليه. This narration from Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari as well as Imam Muslim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send his mercy upon both of them, that Aisha reported from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, reported, or she said, describing the salah in the beginning of Islam. She said, the salah prayer was prescribed as consisting of two rak'at, and it was afterwards established as prayer during traveling, and the prayer at the place of residence was completed, that means four. Okay. So in the beginning of Islam, the salah used to be two rak'at. This in the beginning of Islam. أول ما فرضت الصلاة, in the beginning, when the salah became obligatory, it used to be two rak'at. Okay? فأقرت في السفر. Okay? That means, during the traveling, the salah had remained as is. وأتمت صلاة الحضر. And the salah of الحضر been completed up to four. So from this hadith, we understand the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by prescribing the prayer in the beginning of Islam, making two, making it easy on the Muslim. Okay? Number two, we understand from this hadith that the salah been increased later on to four. And this is salat al-Zuhr, al-Asr, and al-Isha. Number three, we understand from this hadith that Salat al-Musafir then remaining as the same way that the starting of al-Islam. That means two rak'at. In another version, which is the version of al-Bukhari, ثم هاجر, that means رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, ففرضت أربعا وأقرت صلاة السفر على الأول. The other version, which in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari, is saying when Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم migrated from Mecca to Medina, it was prescribed as four. So the salah, then it changed after he left Mecca and he went to Medina, and became four rak'at. But prayer while traveling was left according to the original prescription. Okay? وزاد أحمد, in another version or addition been narrated by the, in the collection of Imam Ahmad in his Musnad, in his book, إلا المغرب, except Salat al-Maghrib, فإنها وتر النهار. Okay? That means Salat al-Maghrib was a different case. It is the width of the day. That means the odd number. Okay? Odd number like 1, 3, 5, 7, all this is called odd number. So Salat al-Maghrib was the odd number of the day. And was also exception of Subh, the morning prayer. Okay? Due to the long recitation. So we understand that the change happened in Salat al-Zuhr, Salat al-Asr, Salat al-Isha. Okay? That is no change happened in Salat al-Maghrib, neither in Salat al-Subh. Okay? And all these versions and all these tradition are authentic. Hadith number 342 reported by Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يقصر في السفر ويتم ويصوم ويقصر رواه الدارقطني ورواه وثقات إلا أنه معلول. This hadith has defect. And this hadith is different from the authentic hadith that we just narrated, that the one in Bukhari and Muslim. So this hadith has a defect. We are not going to accept it due to the defect that's in it. And the hadith number 343 in page 153. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله يحب أن تؤتى رخصه كما يكره أن تؤتى معصيته رواه أحمد مصححه ابن خزيمة وابن حبان وفي رواية كما يحب أن تؤتى عزائمه. This hadith إن الله يحب. So this hadith confirm the description to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the attributes of Allah that Allah loves, as well as the description or the qualities of hate. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates. And there is some people whom Allah loves and there is some people whom Allah hates. And the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will confirm it without saying how. And also will confirm hate that Allah hates and Allah knows best how. And that the love of Allah and the hate of Allah affects His magnificence and His greatness. The same way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Sami' and the human being hears. So Allah hears and we hear. Allah is alive and we are alive. But the life of Allah is not similar to our life. Neither the hearing of us is similar to Allah's hearing. So every name which we attribute to Allah and every quality which we attribute to Allah comes accordingly. According Allah and the greatness of Allah. So believe in all the attributes of Allah and the description of Allah and the names and the qualities of Allah without saying how, without saying that is like ours, neither we negate or reject them. So this hadith has informed us that Allah loves and Allah hates. Okay? And one of the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves it, is what? That you carry out His permissions. That means to take in consideration or take and carry in action whatever He made it easy in you. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made things easier on you, now this we call it rukhsa. Okay? That Allah has permit you, that Allah make something easier for you, make exception for you, okay? So these exceptions that Allah made it for you in a certain time Allah will love for you to exercise it. That Allah loves you to carry it out. Okay? Because it's like a gift. Allah gives it to you. And by you rejecting this, as if you acting that you too big, okay, or too good to accept what Allah giving you. So when you carry out and practice the exceptions or the permissions or the specialities that Allah gave it to you, Allah loves you. And Allah loves this act. The same way that Allah, He dislike you carrying out His haram things. Okay? So the same way that Allah hates for you of doing the haram, okay, Allah, He will love for you to carry His speciality. Okay? So what one of the speciality of Allah, one of the special things, that He made the salah for you 2 rak'at when you travel. This is special. Something especially that Allah gave it to the traveler from the ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So should we do this? Yes. Why? Because this is a gift. Allah gave it to us. And this brings the love of Allah for you to do whatever He permitted you to do. And He will love this the same way He hates that you do the disobedience and the act that He forbids you to do. This in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad and is authentic. Yes. The word yuhibbu, this is mean to love. Okay? The word yuhibbu means to love. And the word yakrahu means dislike or hate. Okay? And the word ma'asiyatu from ma'asiyah means disobedience. Okay? Inna means verily. Allah Almighty, yuhibbu, He loves, and that, to carry out, okay, to exercise, to do, okay? Ata means to come, but to come in this hadith and this sentence, okay, come to me, okay, or ataytu hadha al-makan, that means I went to this place, or I came to this place, but to'ta here, from ata, to come, means to carry out, to do. Rukhasu, his permissions, his exceptions, his speciality, okay? Kama, similar. Yakrahu, dislike or hate. And that, to'ta, again, to carry out, ma'asiyah. Ma'asiyatu, the word ma'asiyah, the disobedience, the haram thing. Rawahu Ahmad, that means Ahmad reported. Wasahahahu, that Ibn Khuzaymah make it sahih. And Ibn Hibban. Wafi riwaya, in another version, kama yuhibbu an tu'ta ajaimu. Okay? That means, in another version, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He likes His duty to be established. That means the same way Allah loves you to carry the obligatory, He also what? He loves you to do the exceptions. So this exception for the traveler to make 2 rak'at, so the same way Allah loves you to make Maghrib, Allah, He loves you to make Zuhr 2 rak'at when you travel. Okay? So there is 2 versions in this hadith. Hadith number 344 in page number 154. وَعَنْ أَنَسِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ. Now I want you to pay attention, because now you're going to see why we're going to come to the conclusion that Salat al-Musafir is only 2 rak'at. And that you must make it 2 rak'at. Okay? to such a degree that some of the school of thought and some of the scholars, they reach to the opinion and the conclusion, if you pray it for rak'at, it's not acceptable from you. You see? So number one, we hear is that we understood what? That Allah loves you to do this. So how you can leave something that Allah loves it, and you do to something different? Doesn't make sense? No way. Okay? Hadith number 344 in page 154. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا خرج مسيرة ثلاثة أميال أو ثلاثة فراسخ صلى ركعتين رواه مسلم. This hadith reported by Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, radiallahu anhu, in the collection of Imam Muslim, so the hadith is authentic. And the hadith is concerning the destination of shortening the prayer. Actually, we call it shorten it, but it's not short. Because like said, that this is the Salah of Al-Musafir. Salah of Al-Musafir is 2 rak'at. So it's not short. This is the Salah of Al-Musafir. But the term short is comparing to the regular salah that we pray because we don't travel every day. So the exception, okay? So actually the term short is not the best term to use, okay? Because salat al-musafir is 2. It's not 4. So there is no short in there. But if you compare it to the regular prayer, it's what is called short, okay? So here Anas is relating, say, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, كان إذا خرج, when he used to go out, مسيرة, walking distance, of 3 أميال, 3 miles, or 3 فراسخ. Okay? The farsakh is a destination that they used to use it, which is 4 miles. 4 miles. So, if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to travel 3 miles or 3 farsakh. So three farsakh. Time 4 will be what? 12. That means 12 miles. Salla raq'atayn. Okay? Salla raq'atayn. This is according the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and how is the village or the city there. If you go outside something like 3 miles, you are not in town anymore. And 3 miles, okay, you imagine you walking 3 miles. Okay? Now it's no more houses or 12 miles, like going from here to St. Andrews as example, okay? St. Andrews exit. So by the time in the time of Rasulullah, by the time you got St. Andrews, this is not his town anymore. It's no more houses. Okay? So the practice of Rasulullah, if he stepped out of his living place 3 miles, or here there is the narrator is not sure, or 3 miles or 3 farsakh, okay? That he used to make what? He used to pray 2 rak'at instead of 4 rak'at. So this used to be to them as a traveling. Yes. The farsakh is 4 miles. So if the farsakh 4 miles, and he's saying 3 farsakh, so 3 times 4, so by miles will be what? 12 miles. Why? No. Okay, listen. The Farsakh of this number 346, narrated by Ibn Abbas, radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, قال, أقام النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم 19 يوما يقصر وفي لفظ بمكة 19 يوما رواه البخاري. to the first hadith number 345, it talks about the destination. Now this hadith is talking about the time-wise, okay? So hadith reported by Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, and in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari, which is authentic, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is staying in Mecca. Or he shortened his prayer, or he prayed two rak'at, okay, for 19 days. In one narration he said that he was in Mecca, because the original place now after migration, Medina. So when he went to Mecca for the grand, for the opening Mecca or taking Mecca back, and he stayed there to establish and get things in order and take over, it took 19 days. So during this time, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was doing what? Two rak'at for Zuhr, two rak'at for Asr, two rak'at for Isha. 19 days. And in another version by Abu Dawood, 17. Okay? And another version, 15. Okay? Different narration from different people, that it may be the day of traveling, the day of arrival, things like this. But this is different narration that all of them shows you that was not a matter of a day or two, that he was there all this time and he was making two rak'at instead of four rak'at. The other narration which reported by Imran ibn Husayn, that he mentioned 8 days. Okay? Yeah. But there is another narration by Jabir, and this concerning Tabuk, and this narration concerning other place called Tabuk, the Battle of Tabuk, okay, towards the Medina, out of the Medina direction, and that he, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was there for 20 days. But this narration concerning Jabir and the incident that took place in Tabuk is not authentic, is weak. There is a defect, okay, in this narration. The one I said, not 8 days, say 15 days. Sorry, excuse me for this. Okay. Now, even the English, I understand, say 18 days. Okay. This is the one by Imran ibn Husayn. Okay. The narration that 18 days, okay, the narration that Imran ibn Husayn, this is the one say 18 days, this is the narration which is weak, okay? The narration that was before this, which he reported by Ibn Abbas, mentioning about 19, okay, this one in Bukhari. And this is authentic, okay? As I said, the one that it says 17 days, okay, which is by Abu Dawood, okay? That possibility that he adds the day of traveling and the day in and out. But basically what we understand from this version, the authentic one and the weak one, that was a time that the Prophet ﷺ had stayed out of Medina, and he was there in Mecca for this period, and that he shortened the prayer, or he prayed two rak'at during all this time. Hadith number 347. Okay. So as I mentioned again, in case there is any misunderstanding, the version of Abu Dawood, okay, which reported by Imran ibn Husayn, this is the one that I meant that to be a da'if. Okay? Hadith number 347. This is the one by Anas. And this is in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari and Muslim, which is authentic. That كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا ارتحل قبل أن تزيغ الشمس أخر الظهر إلى وقت العصر ثم نزل فجمع بينهما فإن زاغت الشمس قبل أن يرتحل صلى الظهر ثم ركب صلى الله عليه وسلم متفق عليه. The hadith is reported by Anas and in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari as well as Imam Muslim. And talking also about combining the prayer. Okay? So, when Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم used to prepare his camel or his ride for traveling, now we will observe the sun. Okay? If the sun didn't decline, didn't reach the middle of the sky and move a little bit down, which it will be the time for Dhuhr, so he will go. Okay? He doesn't wait. And he will combine the Dhuhr with the Asr, alaykum salam, later on in the time of Asr. Okay? But if he prepares his ride and he's about to leave, and time of Dhuhr is in, that means the sun already passed the middle of the sky, okay? So that means time of Dhuhr is in, he will do what? He will do Dhuhr before he leaves, and he do what also? He will combine Asr with the Dhuhr before he leaves. So it's not the time for Asr, it's time for Dhuhr. But because he's going to travel, he will bring the Asr to the time of Dhuhr. And he will combine both of them. That means after he finished Dhuhr, four rak'at, he will say, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. He will end the Dhuhr by this. And after this, the Iqama will be established for Salat al-Asr. And he will pray Asr what? Four rak'at. And after this, he will go about his trip. Alright? This was this hadith talking about. In another narration, which by Al-Hakim, in Al-Hakim, Al-Arba'een, and it is authentic, صَلَّ الظُّهْرَ وَالْعَصْرَ ثُمَّ رَقَبْ. Because you notice that the first one, you say what? He prayed Dhuhr only. But the second one, he said what? He will pray Dhuhr and Asr. Okay? So, it shows you that combining the prayer even before the prayer is in, if you are planning to travel. The next narration, which is for Abu Na'im, كان إذا كان في سفر فزالت الشمس صلى الظهر والعصر جميعا ثم ارتحل. The same thing, which is authentic also. Okay? So it depends if Islam of Dhuhr is in or not in. So a person doesn't say, okay, I have to leave, but there is a half hour before Dhuhr. So you don't have to wait. Go ahead, and later on you combine what? Dhuhr and Asr later on in the time of Asr. Okay? Okay, in this case, how many rak'at the person will pray Dhuhr? Two rak'at. Because he already left before the time of Dhuhr, and now it's time that is during his traveling, he will shorten the prayer. Yes, he will pray Zuhr first, for sure. Always go according the order of the prayer. You have to pray Zuhr first, and after this you will make Taslim after two rak'at, and after this you make Iqamah and pray Asr two rak'at. Hadith number 348 عن معاذ بن جبل رضي الله تعالى عنه قال خرجنا مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في غزوة تبوك فكان يصلي الظهر والعصر جميعا. Okay, this hadith reported by Muaz ibn Jabal, may Allah be pleased with him, and in the collection of Imam Muslim, so hadith is authentic, that we went with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the expedition of Tabuk, Ghazwat Tabuk, one of the battles that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went for, and the Sahaba went with him. فَكَانَ يُصَلِّ الظُّهْرَ وَالْعَصْرَ جَمِيعًا. Now he's talking about while he was there, stationary there. Okay? Not they about to go to Tabuk, not they already in Tabuk. You already stationary, sitting there. Okay? Waiting or establishing or putting their tents, you're already sitting there, and they used to do what? They used to combine the prayer, Zuhr and Asr together. Okay? فَكَانَ يُصَلِّ الظُّهْرَ وَالْعَصْرَ جَمِيعًا. He used to pray Zuhr and Asr together. And together means what? One after the other. That means he did not pray Zuhr in time of Zuhr and wait until Asr comes. Okay? This is what means by together. Not that he joined both of them together. Okay? Two rak'at, taslim out. Two rak'at, taslim out. The next hadith, which is hadith number 349, in page 156. Okay? عن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تقصر الصلاة في أقل من أربعة برد من مكة إلى عسفان. رواه الدار قطني بإسناد ضعيف والصحيح أنه موقوف. Okay, the hadith is weak if you say that this hadith is marfu', that means the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. But if you say that Ibn Abbas is saying, now will be authentic because this is mawquf. Okay? Alright, this is from the saying of Ibn Abbas. Okay? So Ibn Abbas saying that the salah not to be shortened except in a distance, okay, of four burud. Okay? Not less than this. Al-burud is four farsakh. Okay? And the farsakh is 4 miles. So that means 4 times 4, 16. 16 times 4, 64. Okay? So this is the sin of Ibn Abbas, that you are not supposed to shorten a prayer in less than this. Okay. In actuality, there is no authentic hadith from the saying of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to say how many miles or how many farsakh or how many burud for you to shorten your prayer. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he explained to them by his action that whatever is understood to be safar, traveling, you shorten the prayer. Whatever you consider it is suffer, a traveling, not suffer, that means suffering from something. This is the word in Arabic. The word suffer means to travel. Okay? Suffer. Not the word suffer in English, like it's suffering from sickness or illness or sinus or whatever it is. Okay? Suffer, seen, fa-ra, means to travel. Okay? And whenever the person go out of his town, that is no more housing, no more anything called Colombia anymore. And now, like you get in the highway, and after St. Andrews and what you call this, the next few exits, you found no more housing. And now you start, you found something different, or when you go to the other way after airport exit, about 2-3 exits more, nothing going on until you found Orange Berg after this. Okay? And you leave Orange Berg about 5-10 miles, no more housing, and after this you found Augusta. And you go for Augusta 10-15 miles, and after this nothing there until you see Atlanta. So whatever, when this housing and this surrounded area and what you call the city or the town limits is no more housing, that means you are out of town now. Okay? You are out of town now, and now you can shorten your prayer. Okay? So there is no special distance being made by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And whatever considered traveling to you called traveling, okay, or commonly known as a traveling, regardless, is going to take you an hour or going to take you a day. Because if you ride a camel from here to Orangeburg, it may take a day and a half. Okay? If you go by a car, it is going to take you an hour. If you go by airplane, it may be take you 10 minutes. Okay? So it doesn't matter whatever you're traveling, the means of traveling. Okay? Traveling is traveling. The next hadith, hadith number 350, we're not bothering with it. The hadith is weak. And the next hadith, hadith number 351, وعن عمران ابن حسين رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كان ذي بواسير. Now, he's here switching to another subject, which is the subject of a sick person, what he should do. Okay? But before I come to this, I want to finish something concerning the Salat al-Musafir. There is hadith which is not narrated here in Subul in Bulugh al-Maram, and the hadith from Ya'la ibn Umayyah, and the hadith is sahih, is authentic, is in the collection of Ibn Majah and the Tirmidhi and Abu Dawood. And it says that صدقه تصدق الله بها عليكم فاقبلوا صدقته. That shortens the prayer is a صدقه, is a charity being given to you from Allah. So accept his charity being given to you by Allah. So accept his charity. Can you imagine Allah giving you something and you say, no, I don't want it? How you can deal with it? What kind of man are this? This is one thing, why we saying that Salat al-Musafir, two raka'at, and is a must, is a wajib, you could not make it four. And another narration, that Umar said, Salat al-Safar raka'atan. The Salah of the traveler is two raka'at. And Salat al-Jum'ah is two. And Salat al-Fitr and al-Adha is two. Tamam ghayra qas ala lisani Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is a complete, no shortening in it. This is the way how is the Salah of the traveler. Salat al-Jum'ah is not short. Salat al-Jum'ah is two raka'at. Salat al-Eid is two raka'at. Okay? Salat al-Subh is two raka'at. And the traveler Salat is two raka'at, a complete, no shortening in it. So this is the way how Allah designed it. You could not go and pray for. Okay? وعن ابن عمر قال صحبت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في السفر فلم يزد على ركعتين حتى قبضه الله وصحبت أبا بكر. This hadith, this is narration which authentic, متفق عليه in Bukhari and Muslim, that Ibn Umar said, I accompanied the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in the traveling, and he never made more than two rak'at until he passed away. And also Ibn Umar is talking, I accompany Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, and he never made more than two rak'at while he's traveling until he died. The same thing with Umar and Uthman radiallahu anhu. Okay? Now, we go to the second point, which is hadith number 351, page 156.
that Imran ibn Husayn radiallahu ta'ala anhuma qal kanat bi bawasir fasa'altu an-nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an as-salat faqal salli qa'iman fa'in lam tastati' faqa'idan fa'in lam tastati' fa'ala jamb. Imran ibn Husayn is the reporter of this hadith, and the hadith is the collection of Imam al-Bukhari, may Allah be pleased with him, that I questioned the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam concerning my condition. He was ill. He had this sickness, what you call miles. It's something similar to what hemorrhage, okay? And which he prevented him, rahmatullah, to establish the prayer in the proper way, be standing, okay? So he asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam concerning his prayer. He said, pray in standing up. فَإِن لَمْ تَسْتَطِعْ, if you could not, because the illness and the sickness that you have, it, this kind of disease, if you could not stand up, so now you pray what? Sitting down. If you could not pray sitting down, فَعَلَى جَمْ, so lay down in your side and pray. Okay? So the condition, the salah, all the obligatory salah have to be what? Establish a standing up position. In a standing up position. If you could not, because you have some kind of problem, handicap, sickness, illness, whatever it is, that you do what? It goes to the sitting down position. Now let's assume that the person also in sitting down position, he will faint or get dizzy or he could not. Okay? So now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with His mercy, He made you even pray while you're laying down in your side. So you will lay down in your side and you'll be facing the Qibla. You lay down in your right side and you'll be facing the Qibla. Okay? فَإِنْ لَمْ تَسْتَطِعْ فَعَلَى جَنْبٍ, on your side. Hadith before the last, inshallah, hadith number 352, reported by Jabir radiallahu ta'ala an, and the completion of it is in page 157. قال عاد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مريضا فرآه يصلي على وسادة فرمى بها وقال صلي على الأرض إن استطعت وإلا فأومئ إيماء واجعل سجودك أخفض من أخفض من ركوعك. رواه البخاري. The hadith is authentic. The hadith in the collection of Al-Imam Al-Bayhaqi, rahmatullah alayh, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had visited a sick person. And this is from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the form to visit the sick person. And this is from the rights of the Muslims that they have over you. When he falls sick, ill, that you visit him. So Rasulullah, when he went to visit this sick man, he saw him have a wusada, a pillow, leaning on it, okay? Like to make like a connection between him and the floor. Like as example, he could not go down all the way, so he put the pillow, so his forehead will be on the pillow, and now the pillow touching the ground, okay? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he took this wusada, this pillow, or this cushion, and he threw it away and he said to him, pray on the ground if you can. Okay? Pray on the ground if you can. As long as you can, you have to make prostration and you pray on the ground. But if you could not, now what you do? Do what? Okay? Okay? Pray by Gashtar? Gashtar. Is that me? Gashtar. Okay. What did I say? Okay. I'm from Egypt. I'm sorry. Gashtar. Hungry game. Hungry game. Okay. Gashtar. That means Ima. And listen now, because it's very important. The Ima is from here. The ima is with the head only, not with the back. Okay, this is the ima. And you have to notice to do what? That the sujood, the prostration will be lower than the ruku'ah. So as example, Allahu Akbar, like this. This is ruku'ah.
سبحان ربي العظيم سبحان
ربي سمع الله لمن حمده ربنا ولك الحمد الله أكبر. You see now how my head down more? So make the sujood lower than the ruku'ah. And the last hadith, inshallah, hadith number 353, reported by Aisha رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت رأيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يصلي متربعا. And the hadith is what? Authentic in the collection of An-Nisa'i and Al-Hakim, reported by Aisha that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting in a cross-legged position. Okay, like what Abdu'l-Aziz is sitting. Okay, like I'm sitting like this. This is the way. When a person's sick, you could not be standing, so you sit like this. And you make your salah like this. Okay, and when it comes to prostration, as long as you can prostrate, you can go, hold your legs and go back to prostration. So this is the position for a person to make the salah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. And by this hadith number 353, which is authentic, we conclude our chapter concerning the prayer of the traveler and the patient. And inshallah, next week we'll be talking about salah al-jum'ah, inshallah. If anybody have any comments, correction, anything, it will be inshallah after Salat al-Maghrib, because Maghrib is already in. How many questions or comments or correction we have? Since we only have one, we take it and we close the class. Yes, sister. Okay. In actuality, I'm trying, because if I start to expand more, will be a big subject, you understand? But in my intention in the future, that I will make al-fiqh al-muyassar, the easy fiqh, inshallah. But I'm trying here to stick to book of Bulugh al-Maram and explain what is here. But later on, inshallah, we will go into details in other matter of fiqh. But to answer to your question, so you understand what, there is a lot of things related to the traveler prayer. But I only explain what's in this book. But to answer to your question, you pray to follow the imam. You follow the imam, you do not shorten your prayer if you are a follower. If you're leading the salah, if you are the imam leading the salah, you pray too, and the people behind you will pray for. But if you go as a follower, you complete your prayer, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, إِنَّمَا جُعِلَ الْإِمَامُ لِيُؤْتَمَّ بِهِ. Indeed, the imam been made to be followed. There is a weak opinion, and if I'm not mistaken, I think by Ibn Hazm, okay, rahmatullah alayh, that he says that after two rak'at you can taslim out before the imam. But we did not support this opinion, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows this. But inshallah, for the future, we're going to have more details about different issues that is not been covered in this book, inshallah. Do you have to? Okay, because Salat al-Maghrib, inshallah. Thank you very much. Jazakum Allah khayran. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.